Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Daf Mem Heh. Today's daf has been dedicated by the Issachar family in memory of Esther Bat Yaakov. Ruach Hashem Tanichena Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Hachem Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam Ruach and Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Daf Mem Daled Amud Sheni. We are going to begin six lines from the bottom. Amar Le Ravaha. Just to recap, in yesterday's daf, we had a very important machloket between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. The way they doresh the word that's written by Nazir, the word Mishrat. According to Rabbi Akiva, he learned from the word Mishrat the din of Heter Mistaref Le'isur, which means if the Nazir soaked a piece of bread into wine, so now you have pot wine, pot bread, so the bread which is Heter is Mistaref to the Isur in order to Mechayev the Nazir for eating a kezayit of yain. Whereas Hachamim, they say no, the word Mishrat is coming to teach them a different principle, the principle of Ta'am Ka'ikar, that if you eat something that's Asur, not only if you eat the actual Mamashut of the item, but even if you eat a flavor of that item, for example, if the grapes were soaked in water, and the grapes gave Ta'am to the water, so that water also is going to be considered asur. Even though you're not eating the mamashut of the grapes, you're eating something that's tam, it is also asur. That's what the rabbis learned from the word mishrat. So the Gemara said, so where does the Bi'akiva know the din of tam ka'ikar? We said he learned it from Gi'ulin Nukhrim. He learned it from the kelim of Midian. When the Jewish people conquered Midian, they took their kelim. The kelim had bili'ot, they had... In the walls of the kelim, they had non-kosher flavor, ta'am. The Torah says you have to kosher those pots. Hagala, burn them, etc. So therefore you see, why not? Why can't you cook in those pots? The only thing that's coming out is ta'am. And you must see what ta'am, ki'ikar. That the ta'am is ki'ikar. And the Gemara went back and forth with the Bi'akiva and the Banan on that proof. But basically that was the final proof of the Bi'akiva. Now, on this principle of Ta'am Ki'ikar Deoraita, the Hachamim learned it from Nazir. Now from Nazir, they then said, from Nazir we can learn to the rest of the Torah. Which means it's not specifically a principle of Nazir, this Ta'am Ki'ikar. It's a principle that we hold everywhere. For example, the Gemara gave examples of Orla, the Gemara gave an example of Kil'ayim, and the Gemara made Kal Vachomer from Nazir. Nazir, which is very strict in its rules, I take it back. Nazir, which is very lenient in its rules. For example, you can get out of a Nazir, even within the 30 days of the Naziru, you can make Hatara on it. The grapes are not Asur Bahana'a. It's not forever. Eventually the Naziru comes to an end. And still, Ta'am Ka'ikar was Asur. So also in other types of Isurim, Ta'am Ka'ikar also is going to be Asur. That was the way Hakamim learned. What the Gemara is going to do now is ask a question as follows. Rabbi Akiva, you learned from the word Mishrat, Mishrat Anavim, which was written by Nazir, Heter Mistaref Le'isur. But you only said it by Nazir. Why don't you follow the same rule that the rabbis did? You learned from Mishrat, Tam Chaikar, and then you use that as the rule, and then you learn everything from it. Why don't you say the same thing in your derasha? Your derasha was Tam, your derasha was Heter Mistaref Le'isur. So why don't you say, just like you learned it from Nazir, now apply it to all Isurim Shebatorah.
that Rabbi Akiva only said it by Nazir. He didn't say it by the rest of the Torah. So, for example, chalev. If a person ate half a piece of chalev with bread, bevatahat, Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's the way to go and hit him instead of this. Why not? Learn from Nazir. Right, Nazir, that's so lenient, that still has Hetem Estanef Nisur, Kol Sheker, or Kavahomer, all these other things. That's what Gemara's question is going to be. And we can read it inside. Amar le Rav Habere de Rav Avia le Rav Ashe, Midrabanan, from the way the rabbis learned, Nishma le Rabbi Akiva. We could apply that same logic to Rabbi Akiva, meaning, just like the rabbis learned from Mishnah Tam Kikar and then use that for the rest of the Torah, so too you're learning Hetem Mistanif Isur from Mishnah, you should apply that to the rest of the Torah as well. Didn't the rabbis learn from Mishnah? The din of Tam Kikar, Mikan Atad Dan Nechol Nesulim Shema Torah. And then from there they went and they were done, they learned to the rest of the Isurim Shema Torah. Let Rabbi Akiva Nameh. So Rabbi Akiva said the same thing. Mishrat leheter mistaref leisur. He learned Mishrat heter mistaref leisur. Mikan atad dan lechol Isurim Shema Torah kula. And then learned from there to the rest of the Isurim Shema Torah, just like the rabbis did. Amar lehem. So he tells him back. Mishud ha'avelin nazir v'chatat shnei ketuvim habayim ke'ehad ve'en melamedim. So we have a rule. When you have two pisukim that are basically telling you the same thing, so the rule is it's only said by where it's said, and you cannot learn it by apply it to any other case. That's called shnei ketuvim habaim keihad, which means you have two pisukim that are basically saying a superfluous rule. It's repeating the same thing over again. The rule is en milamedim. So now we have to find out, according to the Biyakia, where do we have these shnei pisukim that are teaching us the same thing. Now in this case, it's going to teach us the rule of Heter Mistaref Lisur. We're going to see it twice. It's going to say it once by Nazir, which we know already, Mishrat. And it's going to say it another time by Hatat. What's the case of Hatat? Hatat, the outside. You have, let's say, a Kurban Shilamim. Kurban Shilamim, of course it's Kodesh, but it's flexible in its eating. You have a longer time to eat the Kurban Shilamim. And let's say this Kurban Shilamim comes in contact with a Korban Hatat. So some of the Korban Hatat's flavor went into the Korban Shilamim. Okay? It was, let's say, Balua. Right? It got some of the Korban Hatat, got Balua, got swallowed into the Korban Shilamim. The deen is, the Korban Shilamim has a deen now of a Korban Hatat. Which means, whatever restriction, and whatever humrah you could put by a Korban Hatat, if the Korban Hatat was Pasul, the Shalami will not be Pasul. If the Korban Hatat was Kashir, now you can only be able to eat the Korban Hatat for one day and one night. I'm sorry, only eat the Shalamim for one day and one night. Whatever Humrah the Hatat has, once the Shalamim comes in contact with it, it's going to take on the Deen of a Hatat. Now, the Rabbi Akiva is going to understand that that's working with the principle of Heter Mistaref Leisur. You have Heter, I have Shalamim, plus Hatat in the same piece of meat. And what are we going to say? That the Heter of Shalamim is Mistaref to the Isur of Hatat, and therefore as a deen of Hatat. And therefore basically we have two sources for the same rule. Nazir, Heter Mistaref Leisur, by the bread and the wine, and Shalamim with the Hatat, Heter Mistaref Leisur, we're calling the Shalamim a Heter, because it has more leniencies, and the Isur being Hatat, and when it touches each other, and there's it absorbs some from the other thing, so therefore what? As a deen of Isur. So that's called Shnei Ketuvim Habba'in Ke'ehad. Once you have Shnei Ketuvim Ke'ehad, they're teaching you the same rule, finished, Emel Amidim. Only said where it says, and out of the places. Let's read that inside. Second line, Nazir Hadamran. Nazir, we said the Pasuk, right? Nazir is Mishnat, Hatat Ma'i. What's the pasuk by Hatat? Netanya, because we have a braita. Kol asher yiga bibsara yikdash. Anything that touches the meat of the Korban Hatat, yikdash, will become kadosh. Yakol afilo lo bala. Wait, just touch it? Even if it didn't, let's say, absorb it? Tamud omar bibsara ad shibla bibasar. Which means it's got to actually, bibsara, it's got to go in the basar. It's got to be Bolaya. It's got to be the Hatat. It's got to go into the Shilamim. Yikdash.
it's going to be Kodesh, liyot kamoa, meaning it will be like it. She'im pesula, he, to pasil. If the korban chatat itself was pasul, it has the ability now to be posel the shelamim. Ve'im kesherai, and if it's kesherai, tochal kahamur sheba, it's going to have the din of the humrah. Meaning, it's not going to be like a shelamim that can be eaten for a long time. It's going to be like a chatat that it can only have one day and one night. Now, what's the logic? What's the mechanics here? Rabbi Akiva Zohar in the mechanics says, Heter instead of the Isur. Heter being the Shelamim, the Isur being the Korban Chatat. Now you have Korban Chatat that is mixed with the Korban Shelamim. Heter, Mr. Ref, the Isur, the whole thing becomes Isur. That's taken to you, Baim. Kehat, therefore, En Melabidim, you only say it where it was said and nowhere else. Furthermore, she just tells you it can only be eaten by Zichre Keunah. Hatat can only be eaten by the males of Kohani, whereas Shelamim can be eaten by, even a Yisrael. Okay? And also, Korban Hatat can only be eaten the Fnin Min HaKela'im. Can only be eaten within the walls. Whereas Korban Shelamim, even to eat it outside. So therefore, there's different stringencies that Korban Hatat is going to have. Now, the Rabbanan. So let's go back to the rabbis. Neheven Nazir veHatat Shnei Ketubim Abaim keEchad veEn Melamedim. Now, Rabbanan agreed to this din. Rabbis have no choice to agree. The Torah tells you the din of the Korban Chatat touching the Korban Shelamim, right? And the Shelamim absorbing. But they learn it that it's working with the mechanics of Ta'am. Different mechanics, meaning the Shelamim has Ta'am of a Hatat, Ta'am keIkar. Deoraita, and therefore now this Ta'am of Chatat makes the Shelamim a Chatat, so to speak, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Oh, so now the Gemara is reversing the question to the rabbis. Rabbis, you have two Pesukim now. You have Pasuk of Mishnat, which teaches you Ta'am Ka'ikar. You have a Pasuk by Chatat, which teaches you Ta'am Ka'ikar. So therefore, how do you learn to the rest of the Torah? Based on the rule of Shnei Ketubim Ke'ahad En Melamedim, it should only be said where it was said. And then how do you now apply the law of Ta'am Kikar to the rest of the Torah? So that's the question according to Rabbanan. How do they learn? So Gemara says, Amre hanehu mitzrich tzerichet. We have a rule. If you need the pisukim and they're not superfluous, so then already you don't say the rule of En melamedim. The only time you say shtei ketubim ke'ahad en melamedim is when the pesukim are extra, which means when they're saying something that I didn't need you to tell me. Well, I know the din already. For example, according to Rabbi Akiva, Mishnah taught me to heter mistref liisur. The din of Korban Chatat and the Shelamim also taught me heter mistref liisur. It's extra. It's much extra. So therefore, shtei ketubim ke'ahad, tell you the same thing and I don't need anything for else, en melamedim. But the rabbis are going to come and tell you, no, these two pasukim, we need them. You need a pasuk of Mishnat, and you need a pasuk by Korban Chatat, and therefore, the rule does not apply. Rashi, Mitzrach Tzerichet, Tarvayu, you need both. Kedem Mefaresh Tekameh, Velo Avi Shtei Ketubim Avim Ke'ahad, Dehad Mechavre Lo Matzi Yalif, which means you would not be able to learn one from the other. Which means, when is it superfluous? It's superfluous if I could have just written one pasuk and the other deen could have been learned from that one pasuk and I wrote it anyway. Then it's shnei ketubim ke'ahad. But if I would not be able to learn one from the other, so then already each pasuk needs to be written for itself. And therefore the rule of shnei ketubim ke'ahad en melamedim does not apply. And the Gemara is going to tell us what the rabbis need both pasukim for. Gemara says, V'Rabbi Akiva, Mai tzirichet. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Mai tzirichet, which means, what do you need these pesukim for? It was going to Rabbi Akiva said these pesukim are totally superfluous, right? So the Hakamim come along and say, no, you need them. So Rabbi Akiva says, why do you need them? Mai tzirichet, what do you need these pesukim for? Bishlama ikatav rachmana behatat lo gamar nazir mine. I understand, Torah only wrote hatat, for example. By the case of the hatat being boleya into the shelamim, if it only said that case, and I would learn heter mistaref liisur from there, I understand why I would need both pesukim. Why? Deholin mekadashim lo gamlinan. Because I can't learn the law of nazir, which is regular holin, from hatat. Hatat is mohamur. So just because I found heter mistaref liisur by hatat, that's no proof that I can learn it from or learn it to Nazir, because Nazir is Chulin. Ela lichtov rahmana b'Nazir. The Torah just could have written the deen of Nazir, and I would learn it ter misteref by Nazir, and I would say, if by Nazir, which is Chulin, ter misteref li'isur, consequent by Hatat, which is Hamur, we're going to say ter misteref li'isur. And the Torah still wrote Hatat. That is superfluous. Therefore, shnei ketuvim habaim keechad. Therefore, em lemedim v'titi hatat v'tekvar mineh. And learn hatat from nazir. They are called esrich b'torah kagamar menazir. Because we learn all the isurim from nazir. Because we said nazir is a kula. Nazir has a lot of intrinsic leniencies. And still we say what? Heter mistaref leisur. So therefore, certainly I would say it by Qurban Khatat, which is Hamur. And therefore, if the Torah still wrote Nazir, and still wrote the Deen of Khatat, superfluous. Ah, Shnei Ketuvim Kehat, and Melamedim. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, no, these Pesukim, you don't need these Pesukim. These Pesukim technically are extra, and therefore, I only learn it where it said it. Hittim Mr. Vesur by Nazir, Hittim Mr. Vesur by the Basar of Khatat and Shelamim. Comes again with us with a banan. The rabbis come along and say, Amri lach, mitzrach tzerich. No. The rabbis come along and say, these pesukim are not superfluous at all. You need these both pesukim. Now let's get the underlying rule here. Once you need both pesukim, then you don't have the rule of shnei ketuvim keechad of en milamedim. You need each pesuk to teach you the din, but that doesn't limit me to learn it to all the other cases in the Torah. Now again, the rabbis learned from Mishrat, the deen of Ta'am, Ki'ikar. And they're learning the case of the Qurban Hatat, touching the Qurban Shelamim. It's also a deen of Ta'am, Ki'ikar. Well, seemingly, well, why couldn't you learn one from the other? So the Gemara says, no. Hatat leheter mistaref le'isur. You thought that Hatat, I'm talking about Ta'am, Ki'ikar? Hatat's not working with Tam Kaikar. The Hatat Pasuk is teaching you the deen of Hetem Mistaref Isur. Which means, what's the reason why the Qurban Hatat becomes Asur? Or the Shilamim, I should say, becomes Asur. Because the Shilamim, which is Heter, is now joined with the Hatat. Right? So you have Heter and Isur mixed together. And we say what? We give the Qurban Shilamim the deen of Qurban Hatat. Which means, now we're learning a very important rule here. The rabbis do agree with Rabbi Akiva in this principle of Hetem Mistaref Leisur. Till now, we never had a source for the rabbis on that. Right? They learned Mishrat, Tam Kaikar. Whereas Rabbi Akiva learned Mishrat, Hetem Mistaref Leisur. Now we're seeing, the rabbis also subscribe to Hetem Mistaref Leisur. And you know what their source is? The deen of Kola Nogaya, or Kola Shiri Yigab Ibsara, Yigdash. Now, V'chulin mekadashim lo gamar. But you only say it where it's said it by. Which means you can't learn from the case of Qurban Hatat to the rest of the Torah. Because this is kadashim. Kadashim is hamur. So therefore the rabbis are only going to say the deen of Hetem Istaref Leisur by Qurban. Since their source is Qurban, they're limited. They can't learn it to the rest of the Torah. Because the source is a hamur. Mishrat, you know what we learn from Mishrat? Liten ta'am ki'ikar. Oh, if the Nazir teaches me ta'am ki'ikar, mikan atadan lechola Torah kula. Very good. From Mishrat, which I learned ta'am ki'ikar, I can learn ta'am ki'ikar to the rest of the Torah. So they were both pesukim according to the Bi Akiva are... Sorry, both pesukim according to the Banan are necessary. Therefore, I'm able to learn Mishrat to the rest of the Torah. Aye, we have extra pasuks are extra. The deen of Qurban Khatat teaches me Heter Mistaref Le'isur. But once you're learning it from there, it limits you. You can only learn it where it said it by. Comes the Gemara and says, V'Rabbi Akiva, Tarvayu Le'Heter Mistaref Le'isur. Rabbi Akiva on the other hand says, no, both pasukim are telling you the same deen. Hetem Mistaref Leisur. Mishrat is teaching you Hetem Mistaref Leisur. The bread with the wine, that's Hetem Mistaref Leisur. By the Qurban Hatat and Shelamim, it's also Hetem Mistaref Leisur. And therefore, V'avlu Shnei Ketuvim Keechad. two pesukim that are coming to tell you the same din. V'choshek du yomim ke'echad en melamedin. Now, let's just review in conclusion now. And where is Rabbi Akiva learning Tam Kaikar? He learned Tam Kaikar from Geulei Nochrim. As we learned in yesterday's daf. Right? And the fact that the Torah told us you have to kosher the pots. So what's coming out of the pots? Tam. Oh, so therefore you see that what? Must be it is a din of the Torah. Hakamim, they did not want to learn from Geulei Nochrim. Why? Because they said Geulei Nochrim is a hiddush. Because we're talking about, even if you're talking about kelim that are within 24 hours, b'nei yoman, still there's an element of pagum over here. Because they held that once already the pot was used, and whatever's coming out, it's already on the road to be pagum, and the Torah is coming to tell you, hadush, that such a pot that has even pigima in it, has to have koshering. So that's already hadush. You can't learn from a hadush to the rest of the Torah. So therefore, the rabbis don't learn from Geulei Nochrim. Because if they would have learned from Geulei Nochrim, then they could have applied their rule to the rest of the Torah. Since, like Rabbi Akiva, since they learned, not from Geulei Nochrim, Tam Keikar, they learned Tam Keikar from Mishrat, right? Oh, well, Mishat is Nazir. Good. Nazir can also learn from to the rest of the Torah. So what did they do with Hatat? Hatat taught them Heter Mistaref Leisur. Heter Mistaref Leisur only by Hatat. So that's a point of argument there. Which means, a point of argument is to be how to learn Mishat. That's the first point of argument. A point of argument is going to be how to learn the Deen of Kol Ashir Yegah Bibsara, whereas Rabbi Akiva learns it also for Tam, Hetem Mislef to Yisrael, therefore Shnei Ketuvim Ke'ahad in Melamedim. Therefore you cannot apply that law outside. It's only because you have two Pesukim that say the same thing. Whereas Rabbi Akiva learns it also for Hetem Mislef to Yisrael. And you also can't learn it outside because its source is Korban. And once you learn Korban, you cannot learn from Korban other dinim. So that's basically the subject of the machloket between Hakamim and Rabbi Akiba. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar le Rav Asher le Rav Kana. Elaha de Tanya. Oh, we have a Braita. What does the Braita say? Braita quotes a pasuk. Mikol Asher Yaseh. Megefen hayayin, meharsanim, ve'ad zag. Right? The Torah tells you by the Nazir, anything that comes from the gefen hayayin, from the grapes, from the wine, meharsanim, that would be the peels, ve'ad zag, that's meharsanim is the pits, but zag is like the peels. Limed al isure nazir, shemistarfim, za'im zeh. So the pasuk is coming to you, hadush. The shur is a kezait, right? You can mistarif. Meaning, if it's half kezayit of zag and half kezayit of harsanim, yahayav. That's what the pasuk is coming from. The fact that it's putting these things together, it's teaching you that what? This would be a case of isur mistarif le-isur. Right? As a bride to teach you that. So the Gemara says, ha-ashtad Rabbi Akiva, isur ve-eter mistarfin. Isur ve-isur me-baya. According to Rabbi Akiva, that learns by Nazir, that heter and isur are mistarif. Right? The bread and the wine is mistarif. So if bread and wine are mistarif, you have to bring me a pasuk to tell me grapes and its pits are mistarif? That's isur and isur. This is bright, that doesn't make any sense according to Rabbi Akiva. If heter is mistarif le isur by nazir, kol sheken isur is mistarif le isur, that goes without saying. Which means according to the Hakamim, this is not a question. Because the Hakamim did not learn Isur Mistaref Le'eter by Nazir. They learned it only by Korban Chatat. So therefore you need to tell me, okay, maybe by Nazir you don't say Isur Mistaref Le'eter, but you say Isur Mistaref Le'isur. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you say by Nazir, Heter Mistaref Le'isur. So we have to tell me Isur Mistaref Le'isur. Amar Le, Isur Ve'eter Be'batahat. Yeah, there's a difference. Isur Ve'eter, that's Mistaref, it's only if you eat it simultaneously. The bread and the wine, you eat it bevatahat. Isur v'isur beze acharze. The chidush of isur v'isur is even if you eat it consecutively, but not simultaneously. Meaning, so long as you eat it tok achilat plas, course, you have to eat it within the time frame, as we said, but you don't have to ingest it in one shot. I ate hasanim. A minute later, I ate the second half a kazayit of zag. It's mistarif. But by heter, it doesn't work that way. If I ate a half a kazayit of bread, and then within the tokach of the plas, I drank some wine, we don't say heter mistarif this in that case. For heter mistarif the isur, it's got to be matahat. And for isur mistarif the isur, it can even be back. So there's a hadush. There's a hadush in the fact that Torah is tied to. It's not as, it doesn't follow the same rules as heter mistarif the isur. Okay. So that's basically the... That's basically the machloket. Comes the new Mishnah. Basek, shebisitke areva. Okay, you have dough. That is in the cracks of a trough. Trough is a, in this case we call it, it's a bowl that they used to knead dough. Now sometimes the bowl has some cracks in it. Now when you're kneading the dough, what happens? Some of the dough gets filled in to these cracks. Right? So now the question is Pesach. What's the deen? Are you over bal yireh bal yimatzeh on this dough that is in the areva? So batzek shebetzet ke areva im yesh ke zayit bimkom echad hayav leba'ir. Well, the Gemara, the Mishnah is giving you a rule. If you have already a ke zayit in one spot, you have to get rid of it. This is already significant. Ve'im lav batel b'mi'oto. And if not, batel b'mi'oto. You don't got to get rid of it. You can leave it there. You're not over bal yireh bal yimatzeh. It's insignificant. Now, the Ma'aram Halawa does point out, the discussion over here is not that you're using the areva. You can't knead dough in this areva. Pesach, obviously. There's hametz in the world. If that dislodges into your matzah, you have a problem. The issue is, are you over bal yireh bal yimatzeh on such a insignificant shi'ur? No, it's in the walls already. Leave it. It's okay. The same thing would be in this areva by the laws of tum'ah. Let's say this areva became tume'ah. So now you have to dip it in the mikveh. Now we know when you dip something in the mikveh, you have to be concerned about hatzitza. Right? There cannot be any interference on the item that you are dipping. Now you have an interference. You have this dough. So the Gemara says, im makpid alav chotzitz. If, let's say, you makpid, meaning to you want to get rid of it, you're not happy that this hametz is in the walls, so therefore it serves as a interference, and therefore it's chatzitza. V'im rotzeh b'kiyumo. But if, let's say, no, you're happy that it's there. Let's say it's strengthening the keli, you know, it's filling in a hole, and therefore you're happy that it's there. Harehu ka'areva. It becomes batel t'areva, and therefore for mikveh it'll be okay. So the same thing would be by the laws of tum'ah, if he's makpid or not. But I will explain this last statement of the Mishnah. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now basically what we're going to have over here in this Gemara is two different ways to learn the deen of the Mishnah. Let's get the Mishnah clear again. One thing is for certain, our Mishnah made a chiluk between a kezayit and less than a kezayit. Right? If you have a kezayit in the areva, in the cracks, in one spot, it's not batel. You have to get rid of it. Hayav lebayir. Less than a kezayit, you don't have to lebayir. You can leave it there, and it's okay. Right? Kezayit, less than kezayit. That was the haluk of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara comes along and says, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda came and taught. Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela bimkom she'en asuim lechazek. When was this said? Now there's two types. There's two parts of the areva. Let's discuss that for a second. You have the base of the areva. The base of the areva, it's the bottom of it. And you have the sides, the walls, the sides of it. Now, the difference between the sides and the base is very, very significant in the sense that it gives your areva, we'll call it usability, in the sense that the water doesn't fall out. Then you have water in the areva, right? When there's a crack on the base of it, all the water leaks out, then it's worthless. So therefore, when you have some dough that's wedged on the bottom of the areva, that's called asui lahazik. You're doing it there to strengthen the areva so it doesn't have any leakage. Now, if you have it on the sides of the areva, So that's the asur lehazek, because you can use the areva, you know, even with a little hole in the side. True, the dough does come in contact with the sides, but the dough is not going to fall out. So therefore, there's a difference we're going to see between the base and the sides. And the way the Gemara says that, asui lehazek, or not asui lehazek. And we'll read it inside.
Amar of Yudah Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela bimkom she'en asuyim lehazek.
Meaning, if the dough is on the sides of the areva, right? That's not really to strengthen the areva itself. So then already we're going to make a chiluk between kezayit and less than a kezayit. If there's a kezayit, it's going to be asur. Less than a kezayit, it's going to be mutar.
Aval bimkom she'asuyim lehazek eno chayav lebair.
But if it's on the bottom of the areva, what do you want it there in order to be mehazek? So even if it is a kezayit, we're going to be lean, because bottom line is batel to the areva, becomes part of the areva. Michlal, implying the pachot mekezayit afilu bimkom she'en asui lehazek eno chayav lebair. Exactly, implying that what? Less than a kezayit. Bimkom she'en asui lehazek, meaning on the sides of the areva, is okay, eno chayav lebair. So the first shita basically is giving you leniency. The leniency is twofold. Number one, it's telling you on the base of the areva, that's asur lehazek. There, I don't care how much chametz you have in one spot. Logic being, it's batel over there. Which means you want that to become part of the areva, you want it to. You're not using this for chametz anymore. Now it becomes like wood. You want it to be the plug for the areva so the water doesn't fall out. Batel, it's part of the areva. You don't have to make, bi'ur on it. That bread now is a din of areva. And on the sides, the chiddush is only if it's a kezayit, it's going to be asur. But less than a kezayit, also is going to be mutar. That's the first way of learning the Mishnah.
Ikademat ni la asefa.
Some learn this statement of Yehuda Amar Shmuel on the sefa of the Mishnah.
The imlav batel b'mi'uto.
On those language of the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? V'imlav, if it's less than a kezayit, right, in the areva, batel b'mi'uto, it's batel.
Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela b'mkom ma'asui lehazek.
The Shitaz Mahmir. When do we say that you can get away with less than a kezayit? That's in a place, what, that's asui lehazek. That's at the base.
Aval b'mkom she'en asui lehazek, hayav lebaer.
But on the sides of the areva, since it's really not necessary over there for the areva itself, any shiur is going to be hayav, even less than a kezayit.
Michlal, the kezayit afilu bimkom asui lehazek hayav lebaer.
But it does come out that a kezayit on the base is going to be hayav. So therefore, this shita is mahmir. Let's review the Chumrah. The Chumrah is first and foremost at the base, whereas according to the first Shita, at the base you get away with anything. Because it's asur lehazek. And if you want it to. Which just becomes batel to the areva. Therefore, I don't care, it's less than a kezayit, more than a kezayit. No. The only issue of kezayit and less than a kezayit was only said according to the first Shita by the sides. However, according to the Ika Dematni, it's coming there, no. Even at the base, you have the chiluk between kezayit and less than kezayit, which is even at the base, if you have a kezayit, it's going to be asur. But on the sides, everything's asur, even less than a kezayit. So that's the chumrah of the ika tematne. Okay? comes the Gemara and says, Tanya Kereshna Kama, Tanya Kereshna Batra. Okay, we have Braitot, because this was Amoraim over here. Rabbi Damash was an Amora. Now we're going to bring Tanaic support for the first version, and Tanaic support for the second version. Tanya Krishna Kama. We have a Braitot to support the first version. That was the lenient version.
Batzek shebitzitke areva.
Right, you have dough in the cracks of the areva.
Bimkom ma'asui lehazek.
if it's in a place that's asur lahazik, which means the base of the areva, eno chotzitz. First of all, enyan tum'ah, it's not considered interference, because batel to the areva, right? The guy wants it there. The eno over. And furthermore, you're not over, bal yimatzeh, meaning you do not have to get rid of it. Ubimkom she'en asur lahazik. On the sides, chotzitz, number one, it's considered an interference for tum'ah v'tahara. Ve'ovir, and you're going to be ovir. Now the braita continues. When do we say that on the side of the areva it's going to be asur bekezayit? It's only if it's a kezayit. About b'faot bekezayit, avilu b'mkom she'en asur lechazek. Even in a place where it's en asur lechazek, meaning on the sides of the areva, en chotzetz, ven over. So you see clearly, the haluk of kezayit and no kezayit was dafka said why? On the sides. But on the base, according to this braita, everything is mutar. That's a tanya kevateh to the first lashon. Tanya kevetanya kevetanya kereshna batra. Now we bring a braita to support the second lashon. Let's review the second lashon outside. It was mahmir. It said that even at the base, you only can keep a less than a kezayit, but on the sides, nothing. So the Gemara says, the Tanya Kedushna Batra, Batzek Shibit Sidke Areva, Bimkom Ha'asui Lehazek, meaning at the base, Ha'asui Lehazek, Eno Chotzetz, not a Hatzitza, Ve'eno Over, and you're not Over, Lenyan Hametz, Bimkom She'en Ha'asui Lehazek, meaning on the sides, Chotzetz, Ve'over. Right, it's considered a chatzitza, and you're over. The Gemara explains, which means, in a place that on the sides of the areva, when do we say that's going to be asur? That's what? Bepachot mekezayit. Aval bekezayit? Avilu mekom asur lahazek chosetz. Which means, if it's a kezayit, then even at the base, in a place where it's asur lahazek, is going to be number one, hatisaf tumah ve'over, and it's also going to be over. Which means the second version is telling you the din of half kezayit was only said at the base, but kezayit it's asur across the board, and therefore that's exactly supporting the second version. What was the second version? The second version said what? At the base you only get a pachot mekezayit, right? The base you only get pa'ot mekezayit. Even though there's a logic to say, what do you mean, batel, I'm leaving it there, it doesn't matter. Half kezayit, more than a kezayit, and at the sides? Sides even less than a kezayit is going to be asur. Good, so we brought Tanayic support for both versions of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shemuel. So now the Gemara comes along and says, Kashyan Ahadadi. We have a stira between two braitot now. What the Gemara's real question is, not that we have a stira between two braitot, you're allowed to have a stira between two braitot. The question is, who do we go like? Which one of these Tanayic sources do we take as the halakha? Kashyan adadeh. There's a stira between the two braitot, and how should we proceed? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna sameh qilta mikameh hamirta. Erase the braita that was lenient in front of the braita that was stringent, meaning get rid of the first braita. First braita was mekel. Right? Erase that, scratch that braita, and take the braita that was mahmir, meaning like the lishna batra. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Tanaeh shakalt mehalma. What does this mean? You're just erasing Tanaim from the world? Which means what Rabbi Yosef is going to say now is, I could show you that first braita that was mekel, I'm going to show you support for this braita. I'm going to show you other tanaim that also subscribe to that opinion. So how could you come along and say, that's not the real braita. It's the, erase that braita, we're going to go to homra. What do you mean? I'll show you other braita that also concur with that first braita of mekel. And what is it? So the Gemara says, tanaim. This is actually machloket tanaim. How? The Tanya, we have a braita. Now let's turn this braita independently, and then we'll bring it around to show how it affects our subject.
The Tanya, we have a brayta. Hapat she'ipsha. As we learned, pat she'ipsha, it got spoiled. Well, it got moldy. Okay, it's matzah that got moldy. Hayav leba'ir. So it doesn't matter. On Pesach, you still have to get rid of it. You have to burn it. Because it's still worthy to grind up. And it can serve as a leavening agent in order to make other doughs hametz. That's what happens sometimes when you have the dough that becomes spoiled. It has now properties like yeast. And then we can take a little piece of that, stick it in another piece of dough. What is going to cause it? To become hametz. So even though it might not be so edible, but it still is considered like seor. And therefore you have to get rid of it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lechazar Omer, Bameh Devarim Amurim. When is this said that you have to get rid of it? Bimkuyemet La'akila. Which means where you're keeping this mass of dough for eating purposes. Meaning if that's your intent, to use this mass of dough to leaven other doughs, then it's going to be asur. Aval kofet seor shiyehida lishiva. But if you have a mass of dough, you're obviously talking about a significant mass of dough, and you designated it not for eating and not for using to make other doughs hametz, you're using it as a chair. Meaning you're going to sit on it. Becomes a chair, lishiva, batla. What do you mean batla? It's not considered chashuv seor anymore, and therefore you can keep it on Pesach. Wow. Let's read it. It's batla, finished. The Shimon's lenient over here. He's telling you, you're right, I agree that this item over here, if it's a leavening agent, you got to get rid of it. But that's only if you're intending to use it as a leavening agent. But let's say you got this mass of dough, and the guy's intention is he fashions it in a certain way. He's going to sit on it on Pesach. So he holds, it's batel. It's not considered anymore hametz. It's considered a chair. And therefore, you're able to sit on it. You have no problem. You can keep it on Pesach. So now, the Gemara analyzes this braita in light of what we said originally. Gemara says... Comes Gemara and says, "Midamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, batla." From the fact that the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that if you designate it for a chair, it becomes batel, meaning it's not going to be considered seor anymore. Michlal, we could learn from the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that Tana Kama Savar lo batla, but he must hold against the Rabbi Shimon that even if your intention is for a chair, still it's going to have a din of se'or, and it's still going to be asur. That's the machlok between Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Alma kasabar, must be that Tanna Kamma holds kol kezayit af al gav de mevatel lo batil. He must hold even a kezayit that you mevatel, like in this case of the chair. Because well, obviously the chair is one of the kezayit of hametz, right? And I'm not telling it. It's not hametz to me. It's a chair. Doesn't matter. Still asur. Oh, that means what? That would be like the Mishnah Batra. If you have, let's say, a kezayit of hametz at the base of the areva, well, it's batel to the areva, right? This is the asur hazek. No, it's still going to be asur, which means Tana Kama must be going like the Mishnah Batra, Lahmir, and the Bishimon ben Elazar, he's the one that's telling you what? No. If it's Asui Lehazek, or if you mevatel it, like the case of the chair, it's Mutar. So he'll hold that what? At the base, even a Kezayit is going to be Mutar. So therefore the Gemara is saying, oh, before you start scratching Breitor away, Rabbi Yosef saying, we have actually a machloket between Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that it seems is the same machloket between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Batra. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le Abaye. Abaye comes and tells Rabbi Yosef, nice try. Taratz de Chizayit.
which means you showed me how to be Shimon ben Elazar subscribes to the first kula of the Lishna Kama regarding a Kezayit. Meaning that even if the Kezayit is at the base, doesn't matter, mutar, why? Because just like a Kezayit of Hametz that's batil for a chair, a Kezayit of Hametz that's batil to an Areva, it's not Hametz. Good. So you proved that point. That point cannot argue. However, pachot mekezayit mitaratzt, which means in the first shita, he had another leniency. What was his other leniency? On the sides. Right? On the sidei areva. In a place that's not ra'ui lehazek. Right? Because that's really not lehazek, because the water doesn't really fall out from the sides. Pachot mekezayit, according to the Mishnah, but the Kama says what? Mutar. That's also a leniency. That you're allowing a... Where do you see, according to the Bishimon ben Elazar, that in a place where it's not ra'ui lehazek, pachot mekezayit is mutar? On the contrary, he only discussed the case of where you made it for a kofet, where you made it for a chair. But otherwise, it's mashma. All other things are going to be asur, even less than a kezayit. So therefore, Abaye is challenging Rabbi Yosef. You only proved half a picture. You only proved one leniency in the Lishna Kama. Let's review the Lishna Kama, two leniencies. Its first leniency was at the base, even a Kezayit. On the sides, less than Kezayit. Those are two leniencies. So Rabbi Yosef said, oh yeah, don't scratch that Braita. Gotta be Shlomo Elazar agrees to that, that principle. Abaye says, oh, not so fast. You prove that he agrees to the principle of a kezayit that is batel. For example, the kezayit that you made for the chair, batel, good. And therefore kezayit at the base of the areva, batel. But you didn't prove to me less than a kezayit in a place that's not the ra'ui lehazek. Then you don't see the Bishamon ben Elazar being lenient. So the Gemara comes up. So now we're back to the question. We're back to the question. The Gemara said, Kashyan Ahadadi. It's a question on the two braitot against each other, which means, who do you go like? You have two braitot, one is going like Lishna Kama, one is going like Lishna Batra. And don't tell me, it's Mahalukat Tanaim, because you haven't proven that. So what the Gemara is going to basically do now, it's going to figure out a way to reconcile both braitot that they're not arguing with each other. And the premise to make these two braitot not arguing on each other, which is obviously a challenge, we have to understand that there's three parts to an areva. Now once you learn that there's three parts to an areva, you can start playing in the braitot. This braitot was talking about this part of the areva, and that braitot was about that part of the areva, and they weren't talking about the same things, and then we can make peace. What are the three parts of the areva? Well, we know already the base. That's for sure Asui Lahazik. The sides. Now that's not really Asui Lahazik so much, because when we say Asui Lahazik, what sustains the water? Right? The water falls out from the base, right? Because it goes to the bottom. And the sides, yes, some water comes in contact, but not so much. The dough really comes in contact with the sides, right? When you're kneading the dough, it's the sides, right? But no water. And then you have the rim. Okay, that's on top. That's a new part of the Arima that we haven't discussed until now. Once already you introduced that with there we have three different parts of the areva, so now already the two braitot could start to make sense simultaneously. So the Gemara says, Elaha veha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari. First of all, we're going like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Meaning, if it's asui lehazek, you get a kezayit. Right. We're taking that leniency. And therefore, at the base, you get a kezayit. That's clear. Just like if your kavanah was to use it for a chair, even a man speaking in the kezayit, no problem. So that's premise number one. Velakashya. There's no stira between the two braitot. Ha bimkom lisha, which means the first braita that talked about makom she'eno asui lehazek. That was the first braita. Makom she'eno asui lehazek, and it made the chiluk between kezayit and not kezayit. That's talking about the sides. Ha shelo bimkom lisha. and the second Braita is talking about not in the place of kneading, that's talking about at the rim. And the Gemara will explain. Actually, let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi to see exactly how this changes. Yes. Look at Rashi, please. Elahaveha. See, it's like towards the middle of the Elahaveha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Vela Kashya Kam Bimkom Lisha Kan Shelo Bimkom Lisha Matnitin Batraita. The second Braita that we brought, Lo kari makom she'en asui lehazek. When it talks about makom she'en asui lehazek, ela makom she'eno makom lisha klal. It's talking about the rim. That's talking about the top of the areva. Kigon safaha aliyona. The lip. Aval defanot. But according to that Braita, the defanot, the walls, makom asui lehazek. In that Braita, that's considered asui. Now, the kamaita kari av defanot makom shen asui lehazek, and the other braita, the first braita, refers to the defanot, the walls, as a case of what makom shen asui lehazek. The afalgam demkom lishahu, that even though it's by the kneading, which the dough does come in contact with the sides, umakom asui lehazek kari shulayim. Where's the makom asui lehazek, the actual base? The hachi kama. Now he gives you the interpretation. Hachi kama tana kama bimkom asui lehazek, in a place that's asui lehazek, meaning kegon shulayim, like the base, shemikablim et hamayim, where the water goes, afilu kezayit en over. Even a kezayit, you're not going to be over. Who's that going like? The bishimon ben el hazar. Makom she'en asui lehazek ma'im, and the case of makom she'en asui lehazek is where kegon defanot, like the side walls, demkom lishahu, but it is a place where dough does touch, velav makom ma'im chotzetz. So therefore it's going to be a chatzitza if it is a kezayit. Ve'over upachot mekezayit, but less than a kezayit, afilu bedefanot nameh. In a chotzetz, that's the chidush. On the side, even less than a kezayit will be okay. Why? The keman demari purta lehazek isa. Since it might not hold water, but it does hold the dough. Kishe meshafshefim velashim jam, which means when you're mixing around the dough, you need the side walls. The side walls does contain the dough, so therefore batil. Good. So the first braita is talking about two parts of the areva, the base and the side. Base, you get a kezayit even. Side, hiduk. Yesh kezayit, asur. Pachot mekezayit, mutar. And what's the logic of even pachot mekezayit, mutar? Because bottom line, it does something. There is a logic you would want it there. Because bottom line, it is helping you in the kneading process. It's keeping the walls closed. Right? Now, put a little. Ubeshelo bimkom lisha. Oh, but in the place where not only water doesn't come in contact, but even dough doesn't come in contact, kegon safa aliona, the top lip, lo airi. That Tana is not discussing at all. Haytana midi umode umada fil pahot bekezayin lo batilba. At the lip, even less than kezayin is going to be a suit.
No purpose.
There's no purpose. Doesn't do anything. Exactly. So that's the first braita. Now, Vetana Batra, the second braita, Hachi Kamar, Makom Asui Lehazek. What he calls Makom Asui Lehazek, that's talking about the sides. They just were talking about, they're saying the same thing with different terminologies. And therefore, Makom Asui Lehazek, which is the sides, he made a hiluk between kezayit and not kezayit. Oh, perfect. That's exactly the first braita. And makom she'en asur lehazek is the lip, where he says everything's asur. Good. The first braita also agrees to that. And therefore, we made peace, we need to do braitot. It's just, what you were calling asur lehazek and eno asur lehazek. The first braita was calling asur lehazek base, eno asur lehazek side walls.
Good. And therefore, base, you can even get a kezayit. Sidewalls, hiluk, kezayit asur, partly kezayit mutar. Lip, first brayta have discussed the lip. But it's obvious, of course, the first brayta, even less than a kezayit on the lip, asur. Second brayta, makom asur lehazek, hiluk between kezayit and kezayit. Oh, makom asur lehazek, that's the side, that's the walls on the side. What's pshat asur lehazek? No. Right? Oh, and what's in ra'ui lehazek? In asur lehazek, lip. Lip? Asur even less than a kezayit. So basically both what I thought are saying the same thing. It's just their terminologies are a little bit different. Now, last point. So therefore we reconcile the braitot, the shalom between the braitot, based on the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But we just have to go one more technicality on this.
Gemara says, Amar Rav Asher.
Rav Asher says,
Shelo tema, don't say shelo bimkom lisha,
right? Shelo bimkom lisha, the place where the dough is not needed.
Agaba de agaga.
Don't think it's talking about the outside of the keli. You have two choices. You can either learn it's the inner lip of the areva or the outside. Don't learn it's talking about the outside of the keli. Why?
Because that is obvious.
Right? The outside of the keli, of course, is what he would say. Even less than Kazai is going to be asur. There's no nisha there at all.
Pedush ela asifta de agaga,
which means even on the inside of the areva, on top, it's going to be considered a place where there's no nisha. Therefore, it's eno asui lehazek klal. Therefore, it's going to be asur even less than kezayit. So what the Vashish is doing is clarifying. You should know, by the way, when we're discussing the top part, it's the inside, not the outside.
So the Gemara says, pshita.
Even that's pashut. I mean, do you have to tell me that the right inside on top is not a makom nisha?
I know this.
Which means we know how to knead dough. You're kneading dough, you need at the base. And if anything, the side walls affect the dough, right? The top doesn't. So what is the bichidush over here?
Right.
So he says, no. Ma'u de tema zimna de atef umatir lehatam. Sometimes what happens to the dough, it rises.
Yeah,
you know, when you're mixing the dough, sometimes it does rise and hit the side of the areva on top.
Kamash ma'alan, it's coming to tell you, no. Even the inside, where sometimes the dough might come in contact, that's nothing.
It's not like the sidewalls. And therefore, even if you have a minuscule amount of chametz, at that point, it is still going to be asur. Last point. No, we'll stop over here. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.